something bad happened to L.A. last night, so I had to find a Los Angeles legend. He is a longtime friend of the program, Arash Markazi. Arash, what's going on, brother?
Jim, how are you?
Good, good, man. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. I didn't expect to transition into the Lakers and Clippers season quite so quickly, but that's okay.
Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? So why don't we just go frame by frame or piece by piece? You were at the stadium last night, and you're someone who has always had his finger on the pulse of LA fans. How would you describe the vibe in the stadium before that first pitch?
Very excited. This fan base loves Walker. They believe he is the next great pitcher for this team. I think there was this feeling of, listen, I don't know if this fan base knew if they were going to win the World Series, but they expected to get to the World Series. You know, that would have been a tough matchup up against Houston. But after a 106-win season, I don't think anyone thought that this journey was going to finish prior to that. I think if everyone expected them to get to the World Series, it was a matter of, you know, would they play the Yankees? Would they play Houston? So while they weren't happy to be playing a Game 5, I don't think there was anyone too nervous. I think everyone thought that they were going to find a way to win.
And then, Arash, they get off to a great start. Walker Buehler goes 1-2-3 in the first. The Dodger bats go to work on Steven Strasburg. L.A. leads off the bottom of the second with a home run. Now it's 3-0. Walker's rolling. The bats have come alive. So if we're being honest, at that point, were you expecting L.A. to just handle business the rest of the way?
Yes, I was booking my flight to St. Louis, was booking my hotel to St. Louis. That is, by the way, what reporters do in the press box. You got to plan ahead. So, yes, at that point, making arrangements for a flight to St. Louis, obviously games 1 and 2 would have been in Los Angeles. I was just talking about games 3, 4, 5. But I will tell you, Jim, when Clayton Kershaw comes in and he gets out of the seventh, there was a feeling that that was what his job was for that day. When he came back to the mound, and, you know, you hate to second guess, but this was real-time second guessing. There was this feeling of, what is Clayton Kershaw doing back on the mound? And, you know, and again, for him to be in that position, it's either he could have kind of reversed this kind of playoff Kershaw trending topic or lived up to it. Or I don't want to say lived up to it, but lived it down to it. And for him to give up that home run, that was bad, Jim. But when he stayed on the mound for Soto, and then for the second time in his career, he had never done this during the season, gives up back-to-back home runs on back-to-back pitches. I couldn't believe it.
We're talking to Arash Markazi. You're so right. And I made that point, too, that it's so unusual, but it's not that unusual. It's stunning, but it's not stunning. He had never given up back-to-back home runs in the regular season, yet now he's done it twice in the postseason. So when he comes back out and Anthony Rendon hits that homer to make it 3-2, what was the mood like in the stadium at that point?
The mood was, oh, my God, here it is, playoff Kershaw. You know, that always becomes like a trending topic come playoff time if he has a poor performance. You have to realize, though, with his history and his mindset, and really he's not the same player that he was a few years ago, you have to pull him. Like this is not let him recover and find himself. So if there are two moments that I can blame Dave for, Dave Roberts can say, listen, I realize what the spreadsheets say and what you guys have talked about and planned about and whatnot. For Clayton Kershaw to stay on the mound for Soto after giving that home run, that was ridiculous. No excuse for that. And then you fast forward to Joe Kelly, the base is loaded, and we'd seen what Joe Kelly had done during the course of this season, and really in the previous time that he had, for him to be on the mound during that situation, I mean, those were two moments that, regardless of how they played out, in the press box, in the crowd, people are wondering, what the heck is he doing out there?
We're talking to Arash Markazi. I think that's fair. And I'm a big Dave Roberts guy, Arash. I'm not even saying that this should cost him his job. In fact, I think it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, as bad a night as Dave Roberts had, and he had a really, really bad night at the worst possible time, I think he deserves another shot. But at the same time, I'm not going to Kershaw at all. Once Kershaw gets his out, I'm not going back to him. Once he gives up that home run, I'm getting him the hell out of there. And Joe Kelly, he did his job in the ninth. I would not have brought him back for another inning. But then the Howie Kendrick Kendrick home run, Arash, the Grand Slam. What kind of an impact did that have in the stadium? Were the fans heading for the exit even before that ball landed?
I mean, because it was hit so true that it was gone. And, yeah, as soon as that ball left the yard, people were beginning to head out. And it just it was a different feel, though, Jim. You know, they had lost the back-to-back World Series on their home field. But in the crowd and really in the clubhouse, too, there were more tears than I had seen before. There was more long hugs goodbye because they realized they're not going to come back as the same team. Certain guys are going to retire. Certain guys are going to leave. This was a special group that really felt, listen, they had 12 walk-off wins. They thought for sure they were going to find a way to win. And then for them not to win and for their season to come to an end like this, it was heartbreaking for them.
So, Arash, you know how angry Dodger fans are going to be because this team was so good. It had so much potential. So what do you think the organization does in response? Do they maybe add a piece or two and just run it back next season? Or because they fell short the way they did, do you think there's going to be a serious shakeup?
I think you're right about Dave. I think Dave returns just because, listen, he had a bad night, but he's been a fantastic guy for this team. So I do think he will come back. The bullpen, Jim, since this whole run began, they have not gotten some help there. So, you know, when you look back to 2017, a four-run lead, two four-run leads blown by Kershaw. Last night, 3-1 lead, six outs away. You got to get some help there. And so, listen, they've tried to do it slowly, bringing up their guys. I mean, this is a very strong core group that will come back. This team has been built for long-term success. That being said, you got to get some help there and kind of maybe go all in, you know, for 1 year, because it's been 31 years they have not won the World Series. And so perhaps make a move that you would not that you wouldn't make because you have to do this.
So, Rush, Kershaw, Kelly, Roberts, they all had bad nights. We've talked about this. The bullpen certainly has some question marks. The one thing before I let you go that we haven't talked about, some key Dodger bats were pretty quiet in the series. How much blame do they deserve?
A lot. And, Jim, that's not going to get talked about because of these high-pressure moments and these kind of series-shifting moments. But Cody Bellinger and Corey Seager and so many other guys who really come up big for them during the course of this season and during the run, not performing. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, they could have had that walk-off home run. They could have found a way to win that game. And so, listen, it is a team game, and then for them not to win, it's not just because of Kershaw, but unfortunately for Kershaw, like, that's what he will be defined by. And so, listen, a lot of people hold blame, but Kershaw will get the brunt of it for sure.
So a quick follow then. I mean, this is part of the narrative, understandably so. He's owning it. He says what they say about me in the postseason is true. But when you look at the options, Arash, that Dave Roberts had in that bullpen, like Maeda, like Baez, we can keep going on. Why do you think he then went with Kershaw and then stayed with him?
I think there's a personal connection that he has with him that he did not want to pull him there. He wanted him to have that moment. And the problem is, Jim, at that moment, you got to forget that it's Clayton Kershaw. You got to do what's best for the team. And what's best for the team was not to keep Kershaw there. And so it is so frustrating to see Kershaw go through this because he's had such a great career. And so for him to be defined by this is tough. But you just mentioned it. It's not like he had to stay with Kershaw. He had Kenta Maeda. He had Kenley Jansen. He had guys that he could go to. And so for him to stay with Clayton Kershaw when that was so clearly the wrong decision, that's why he's being talked about today. And people are saying he should not come back. And again, you mentioned it. I think he will come back. But a terrible move for sure.
You know, I think so. I think it was not a good move. I think he should not have gone to him, but there was a loyalty issue. And I'm telling you, Arash, I think you and I might be swimming upstream. In fact, I know I am. Nobody is saying that he should come back. I think he should.
No, I know.
But we'll see. He's a calm. Yeah.
It's so tough for him, yeah.
No, I agree. It is tough, and it's a bad night and a bad look, and the optics are terrible, and it looks like it was a personal relationship that bit them both. But I think if you look at the entire track record, he's done a great job there. He is a columnist for the LA Times. He is a Los Angeles legend. He is a very good friend of this program, a longtime friend, Arash Markazi. Arash, great to have you on. Thanks so much. We'll talk some basketball with you soon.
I would love that. Thanks so much, Jim.
You got it, Arash. Have a good day. Arash has seen everything in this town. And he didn't pull any punches either. Look, nobody's saying that it was anything other than a really bad night for Dave Roberts. I'm saying one bad night should not cost him his gig. Some of you Dodger fans will say, yeah, Rome, it's not one bad night. Again, he's won the division every single year he's been there. He had them in the World Series back-to-back years. It takes a pretty damn good manager to lose back-to-back World Series. And I'm not being flip when I say that.